Pensacola finished tied in second place with Macon for the most regular season victories in the Southern Professional Hockey League last season, 33 out of a 56-game schedule, but the Flyers were eliminated in the first round of the playoffs. In 2018-19, in the words of the Who, it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
I'm very fortunate and honored to be back and look forward to this season. The success we've had, the organization, the professionalism, the commitment, the fans, the city, you know, everything's been first class since the first day I got here 5 years ago.
All roads have led back to Pensacola for head coach Rod Aldoff. After leading the Ice Flyers to the SPHL Championship in 2014 and 2016 and serving as an interim head coach in 2017, he says accepting the opportunity to return was a no-brainer.
Our goaltending's strong, our defense are solid, and we can put 10 good forwards on the ice every night. And that's the team I want to build. That's the team we've had in the past, and that's the teams that are tough to play against. You know, we want to be strong everywhere and committed everywhere defensively, you know, making sure 18 guys every night are committed to defense.
Something new Aldoff has for this season is a full-time assistant coach, former Ice Flyers star Jeremy Gates.
It's nice to have somebody back there and to talk to in between periods as we're making adjustments or whatever we may do, and he's another set of eyes. Obviously, four eyes are better than two on a bench, and he sees some things that maybe I don't see, so that's nice to have, and he's obviously got a great brain for the game.
For returning forward Matt Johnson, the change in coaches from Jeff Best to Rod Aldoff is evident, such as more attention to detail this time.
Rod's a real stickler out there for all the little details. I think that's one of the biggest changes from last season. I mean, we have a lot of guys with a lot of experience, so that's always good coming into camp, starting off with some veterans, knowing what's going on, how the days go by.
Several new players are on the Pensacola roster, including some past rivals. One of them is forward Ryan Marcuse, who played for the Mississippi River Kings last season. That team folded in May.
It's tough if you don't like playing in front of big crowds, because you always had a pretty big crowd here. I liked it because got a lot of fans screaming and just get you all fired up, but it's nice to have them on your side for once. I know Mississippi, we didn't really get that many fans. So here it's a big change, but it's a good change.
For the Ice Flyers' 10th season, owner Greg Harris says there's lots of stuff planned for the celebration, and he thinks fans will enjoy what he calls a different game experience.
I brought in some new staff. One of them has changed a lot of things to make it more fun, more interesting. Even PA announcements are going to sound differently. Our music's going to sound. Our intro is going to be phenomenal. So never miss our intro. We're going to have a light and fog show going on that no one's going to want to miss.
Harris joined team founder Tim Kerr and the Ice Flyers ownership group in October 2011 and became majority owner the following year. The interest on the Gulf Coast in the Canadian national sport, he says, can be traced back to the original team here, the Ice Pilots of the East Coast Hockey League.
My understanding that the first couple years, it started off with a bang, and they went through some hills and some valleys, but we've really taken an interest in what the fan wants and what the community wants, and then also just getting in the good people that represent the organization, but represent everything about Pensacola and the people of Pensacola.
Freeze! Everybody clap your hands!
The Pensacola Ice Flyers open their 10th season this evening on the road against the Macon Mayhem. Saturday night, the puck drops in the hangar when the Flyers host the Birmingham Bulls. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.